Hello, you're tuned into the good stuff on this local radio station that you've been listening to today. It's Kim and Mike Burge from the heart city of Valentine, Nebraska, sharing just exactly that, some good stuff. You know, knowledge is infinite. Knowledge is a tale that never ceases. Every issue of the Tri-State Livestock News is a landmark. Every edition a revelation. Agriculture may be our focus, but knowledge is at the heart that sustains the Tri-State Livestock News legacy. A steadfast convention from their first publication to their latest. Continuous knowledge, it's Tri-State Livestock News. You can go to tsln.com to learn more. Remember, Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board wants you to go to visitvalentine.com. Why? Because there's a list of 50 things to do in Cherry County. The scenic Niobrara River, rated number one in the Midwest for river adventures, and one of the top 10 in the country, according to Backpack Magazine, for tubes, kayaks, and canoes. And, of course, don't miss the International Dark Skies designation at Merritt Reservoir, southwest of Valentine, and the Nebraska Star Party coming up at the end of July. And where can you find more information? Well, it's all at visitvalentine.com.
I'm kicking this off with a piece called Black and White. Now, in parentheses, it says under 60, you won't understand. So if you're under 60, look for someone over 60 to explain this to you. You can hardly see for all the snow. Spread the rabbit ears as far as they go. Pull a chair up to the TV set. Good night, David. Good night, Chet. Depending on the channel you tuned, you got Ozzy and Harriet, or Ward and June. It felt so good. It felt so right. Life looked better in black and white. I love Lucy, the real McCoys, Dennis the Menace, the Cleaver Boys, Rawhide, Gunsmoke, Wagon Train, Superman, Lois Lane, Father Knows Best, Patty Duke, Rin Tin Tin, and Lassie too. Donna Reed on Thursday night. Life looked better in black and white. I want to go back to black and white. Everything always turned out right. Simple people, simple lives, good guys always won the fights. Now nothing's the way it seems in living color or on the screen. I want to go back to black and white. In God they trusted, in bed they slept, a promise made was a promise kept. They never cussed or broke their vows, they'd never make the network now. But if I could, I'd rather be in a TV town in the 50s, you see. It felt so good. It felt so right. Life looked better in black and white. I'd trade all the channels on the satellite if I could just turn back the clock tonight to when everybody knew wrong from right. Life was better in black and white. Don't know the author, but it's called Black and White. And as I said, if you're under 60, you may need some people to explain parts of it to you.
Well, Kim, I have a few more of those puns for the educated mind.
I like today. Those.
Two silkworms had a race. They ended up in a tie. A hole has been found in the nudist camp wall. The police are looking into it. Two hats were hanging on a hat rack in the hallway. One hat said to the other, "You stay here. I'll go on ahead."
Oh, ha, ha, ha.
I wondered why the baseball kept getting bigger. Then it hit me.
Oh, no. Ouch. Funk.
The soldier who survived mustard gas and pepper spray is now a seasoned veteran.
Cute. Although not.
Two fish swim into a concrete wall. One turns to the other and says, "Damn."
Very good. Very accurate right. Reporting.
Two Eskimos sitting in a kayak were chilly, so they lit a fire in the craft. Unsurprisingly, it sank, proving once again that you can't have your kayak and heat it, too.
There you go. I say that all the time.
Those are from Sybil Brown, some puns for the educated mind today here on The Good Stuff.
We better end up with a humorous quote from the business world. What do you think of that? There are some men who, in the 50-50 proposition, insist on getting the hyphen, too. And, of course, if you want something done, give it to a busy man, and he'll have his secretary do it.
With Flag Day coming up tomorrow, I thought maybe I better throw you a little flag fact out there. A snippet of the flag that the Star Spangled Banner was written about was sold in 2011. And Francis Scott Key, of course, wrote the Star Spangled Banner. A 2x5-inch swatch of it was sold at auction in 2011 for a whopping $38,000.
Ooh, wow.
Don't forget, Flag Day tomorrow, and you're listening to The Good Stuff.